BBC News. The disgraced Hollywood movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been convicted of rape and sexual assault by a jury in New York. The landmark case gave impetus to the Me Too women's movement. The former film producer is being held in custody while he awaits sentencing. His lawyers say they'll appeal. A car has ploughed into carnival goers at a parade in the German state of Hesse, injuring about 30 people. A man has been arrested. Witnesses said it was a deliberate attack, but police say they're investigating all possibilities. The World Health Organization has praised China's efforts to contain the coronavirus outbreak, saying the number of new cases has been dropping since the start of the month, but the head of the agency said it had the potential to become a pandemic. Global stock markets have taken fright. The Dow Jones has fallen by about 3%. The United Nations says there's a risk of what it called a bloodbath as fighting in northern Syria moves dangerously close to camps housing over a million displaced people. A senior UN official said he feared a massacre of civilians. President Faure Gnassingbé of Togo has told his rivals to accept preliminary results, indicating that he won Saturday's election by a landslide. Several opposition candidates have said the vote was marred by fraud. The European Commission has condemned a Belgian carnival for featuring grotesque caricatures of Jews, calling it shameful. A Commission spokeswoman said there was no place for it in Europe. Thousands of fans of the US basketball star Kobe Bryant are taking part in a memorial service in Los Angeles following his death in a helicopter crash last month. The event is being held at the Staples Center Arena, where Bryant played for the LA Lakers. BBC News.